flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Simulcast on 910 AM in Richmond, now at 105.1 FM, as we begin Wild Card Weekend with a 4:30 matchup today on CBS and Paramount Plus. Chargers against the Texans, and then you must have Prime. You must bow down to Bezos if you want to watch the Steelers Ravens AFC Wild Card game 8:30 p.m. tonight. As it is a super six pack of Wild Card Weekend action around the NFL. It's time for NFL Hits Playoff Edition. Here on AWOD Radio.
Every playoff matchup, every game-winning drive, defensive stand, and spectacular play. The hit stories of the postseason. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
And I have decided to bring back the AWOD Radio Odyssey NFL Confidence Pool for my coworkers in Richmond, but also our coworkers here in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. And it's simple to enter. You just submit your picks for this weekend's games. The winner will receive a $25 gift card courtesy of AWOD to my Spot River City Roll. The loser has to be an intern for a day on AWOD Radio. And Max, you would like to enter this contest.
I'm in.
You would like to win the $25. Now, if you lose, the last year we had Rick, the sales attendant, take a toothbrush and scrub our entire desk of the studio last year. And he then reorganized all the papers and all the books to put them in alphabetical order.
It was
hard to be an intern for the day on AWOD Radio, but you're willing to make the bet.
Very much so, yes. I'm very confident.
All right, so here's how it works. You give out your pick for each game of Wild Card Weekend, and we continue throughout the rest of the course of the NFL postseason here. But you get points for each pick. 6 points for your most confident pick. If you miss that, you lose 6 points. 5, 4, 3, 2, and down to 1 for Wild Card Weekend. For example, Max, my most confident pick is the Baltimore Ravens. If they win, I get 6 points. If they lose, I lose 6 points. So, Max, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I think we should start with 1 and work our way up to 6. What's the game that you're not very confident in, but you're willing to pick? Because that's part of the process here.
Man, it's tough right here. I put a bet on the Chargers, but I'm starting to doubt. That's the thing. I trust Harbaugh more with my life. He's one of those coaches that just perennial winner, playoff. He's had continuous playoff success wherever he goes, whether that's college or the NFL.
I think you do the Harbaugh parlay this weekend.
Yeah.
The Ravens and Chargers.
Oh, right? Trust me. They're in the parlay. I put Ohio State in there, and I got the Commanders, too, so to add a little juice. So that's what we're going with this weekend, at least picks-wise.
All right.
But
so you least confident? You want to go Chargers?
Oh man, it's tough being on the spot. You know what? For 1 point, I'm gonna go Broncos over the Bills.
Okay. My 1 point, I went Washington. Michael Phillips didn't like it. He said that was a bogus move there by a homer. I don't have that much confidence we'll win. I think we will win. Commanders are my one here, least most confident pick, but I'm going with the Commanders. You're two, Max.
My two-pointer will be the Washington Commanders over the Bucks.
Okay. We'll go to my two, which is Minnesota. This is one in which I went back and forth on. I didn't change my mind when they moved the game to Arizona, but I do think it's another element to the game for sure. I just think you can't win 14 regular season games and then lose in the postseason in a neutral site game in Arizona against a team in the Rams that's been up and down throughout this season. Yes, they're trending in the right direction, and I could see them making some serious noise here if they win this game, but I'm going Vikings.
My 3 points is going to be the Rams. I'm going to take the other side of that.
So
Sean McVay seemed very confident that he wanted this matchup. He didn't care if it was the Lions or the Vikings. He sat his starters. I don't want to say lost on purpose, but kind of lost on purpose.
No, I mean, there is something to the fact that Sean McVay said, 3 seed, 4 seed, I don't care, as long as we're at home. And then they took the game away from his home and sent him to Arizona. He's fired up. I do think that game is a toss-up, and it should be the most or second most entertaining game of the weekend. My three, I went Bills. I actually have a bet on Broncos +8.5, and I really like it. But I just think Josh Allen gets the ball, leads them for a game-winning field goal or touchdown. They win that game by one possession. I think Sean Payton will get the Broncos up for this game. That defense has been underrated throughout
defense
the season.
Defense is balling.
Right. So I think Broncos are in it, but I'm going Bills as my number three.
I don't hate it.
You're at four.
Yeah, I'm going four. So, oh, man. Four is going to be Jordan Love. I'm sorry. I'm going against Jordan Love because because of the injury last week to his throwing hand. I'm picking the Eagles to go over the Packers this weekend.
Yeah, that's the game that I'd be willing to put the most money on. In fact, I lost this confidence pool last year because I put a 6 on the Eagles week one and then lost to the Bucks. But that's my number four as well. So I'm all over the Eagles with you.
Yeah, and then what's your next one?
Number five, I went Chargers.
Yeah, I definitely don't hate it. Again, like I said, I got my bet on the Chargers. I talked it out a minute ago, and I talked myself back into the Chargers. Chargers are going to be my next pick as well.
All right, then their most confident game for you, that's between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me just say, Max, I do think this game is going to be electric tonight. It is a rivalry game. You disagree?
Don't disagree at all. Yeah. It's going to be electric.
My buddy, who's a Titans fan and lives in Richmond, bought tickets, and he's on his way to M&T Bank Stadium. The guy loves himself some postseason football.
He's fired up.
He doesn't have a dog in the fight, right? But Pittsburgh against Baltimore, I think if there's anybody that could stop the combination of Lamar and Derrick Henry, it is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just don't think they can do that for both halves. And I see Russell Wilson throwing an interception in this game and costing them.
Yeah, he's been rough down the stretch, and I don't know if you've seen the clips, like his little like leadership stuff that he's been doing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's wearing thin on a lot of the guys on the Steelers. I think they're ready to pack it up, head to Cancun, and go golfing.
Now, do you have any interest in what I took, which was Steelers +9.5? Really?
Yeah.
Because I do think, like, the Steelers are trending in the wrong direction the way they've played the stretch run of the season here. But Mike Tomlin can stop that. I believe in Mike Tomlin to end a 4-game losing streak and have his boys go down to the wire with the Ravens like they do almost every time they play against the Ravens. They already won earlier this season, 18-16. It could be a squeaker like that. So you're giving me 9.5 points. I lock that in.
It's true. But I think another thing about Tomlin is that he's got a lot of bulletin board material for this game because there are a lot of people in Pittsburgh who are kind of wearing thin on him. So he might be coaching for his job today. So we'll see.
It's crazy because on the outside looking in, you say he's never been below 500. They're in the playoffs almost every single year. But when you listen to Steelers Sports Radio. I think it's WEEI. I might be forgetting it. But
he is, I think, up north.
I've been on it before, Chris Moeller's show, Molesy's, and he's come on my show as well. And in Pittsburgh, they are sick and tired of Mike Tomlin mm-hmm. losing playoff games. They believe Sixburg is better than just a regular season playoff team. Sixburg means you compete for more than six Super Bowls. They won number seven, and they just haven't had the playoff success under Tomlin. And so it's going to be interesting because if they lose this game, I don't think they could fire him, but they could trade him. Because I know other organizations would be interested, right?
Absolutely.
I talked about a story this week. The Bears are interested in trading for a coach. And Kevin O'Connell's name of the Viking has popped up with several franchises. It's been reported that he has not met with the Vikings to talk about a contract extension. And he's out of contract after next year. So look at what he did. 14 wins with Sam Darnold? You'd yeah. love to have him be as your head coach. And trading coaches in the NFL, it's not unheard of at all. Most recently, yeah. Sean Payton. When he retired from the Saints, they still had him under contract. The Broncos traded for him, obviously. The Belichick situation. I mean, the history with trades, trading coaches in the NFL, it goes back to like the 70s, even the 60s there with Don Shula. And then you look at the Bucks. The Bucks won a Super Bowl trading for Bruce Arians from the Cardinals, right? People sleep on that, and obviously, I think the most famous one was the Bucs sending two first-round picks to the Raiders for John Gruden. John Gruden then led Tampa Bay to the Lombardi Trophy in his first season. So there is certainly a history of trading coaches in the National Football League. It's something to keep an eye out over the course of the next few weeks, for sure. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So we've previewed the matchup. We gave out AWOD's picks for the entire NFL slate. Now we need to hear from the enemy, the opposition. We'll go behind enemy lines with J.C. Allen when I return here on AWOD Radio.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. I grew up listening to sports talk radio, and after games, my dad would let me use his phone and call in and complain about the Skins after a loss, so I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. You can let your opinion be heard right now. 1-800-636-1067. Or you can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio and at 910 The Fan. And now it's time, though, for one of my favorite segments. And Max, you've been producing throughout the season mostly on Saturdays. What do you think? Because every time we go behind enemy lines, I feel more confident in our team's chance of winning.
It does make me a little bit more confident, and it helps me handicap the game a little bit.
It's a fun segment. I know I loved we had a caller, John, last week. He was like, AWOD, will you possibly be going behind enemy lines this week? Well, you betcha. It's time to go behind enemy lines right now here on AWOD Radio in our conversation with Bucks reporter J.C. Allen. So I had J.C. Allen on the show Thursday. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio. But this Bucks team has been able to get off to hot starts this season. Of course, week one, they got up 13-0 on Washington, and that's what led to the victory. I really think Washington was able to start to come from behind late in that game, but it was too little too late here. So getting off to a hot start will be crucial for this game on Sunday as we go behind enemy lines. Let's hear from J.C. Allen.
I guess that we might meet again early in the season, and here we are.
Absolutely. And, let's start by going back to that week one matchup, because I do think you have to mention it when you preview this one. And it just went all the way of the Bucks in the beginning, and that's what led to the Commanders' struggles, was going down 13-0. And we've seen throughout this season, Washington is so much better when they're playing with a lead rather than playing from behind. They can come from behind, but they're better when they're playing with a lead.
Yeah, I mean, even in that game, you saw them start to, you know, chip away and come back. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough time left. And that's been kind of the Bucks' MO too, you know. This past game in Week 18 when they beat the Saints to lock up the NFC South was the only game they've won this season that they did not score first. So, you look at where these two teams were to start the season and where they are, it's kind of a night and day difference. Both have different pieces that have stepped up, lost some pieces, and it should make for a really fun match.
The only game they've won in which they did not score first was Week 18 against the Saints. It really shows you, it highlights how important it is that Washington's able to put some kind of points on the board, a field goal or a touchdown, with their first possession of this game. That's what the number one thing I called for with Cliff Kingsbury is. I do feel like that's been one weakness in the offense, is the first possession of the game not really clicking. They've got to get going, play up-tempo, get to that hurry-up offense, get back to the line of scrimmage, snap it quick throws kind of thing. Don't let the Bucks pass rush be an issue. I mentioned it earlier also, lower-scoring game. Washington 10-0 when they hold the opposition to 24 points. The Bucks 9-1 when they hold the opposition to 23 points. I do think Washington has a better shot to win this game if it's a lower scoring contest. But you've heard through the Washington fans throughout the show today, we feel like we've got a chance to go to Tampa and win this game. I think the problem is on the other side in Tampa, they've been to the playoffs 5 years in a row, including a Super Bowl championship. Yes, that was Tom Brady, but Baker's gotten in the playoffs 2 years in a row and won a playoff game. The Bucks fans, they love this matchup here. Let's hear from J.C.
Yeah,
Allen again.
I think it's the same. I think, when you look at the opponents, Washington and the Packers for a better chance, like those are the two opponents I think that Bucks fans wanted to play. And no one's taken this team lightly. Jaden Daniels has done amazing things at quarterback for a rookie. Definitely, made the Pro Bowl and probably the Offensive Rookie of the Year. So no one's taken this team lightly, but given the other teams that they could have played, some people wanted the Lions, though. Some fans wanted the Lions. Some fans wanted the Eagles again after thrashing them last year. Mm. It's kind of funny. If everyone wins kind of the way they should, seeding-wise going forward, the Bucks, they beat the Commanders, they beat the Eagles, they beat the Lions this season, and that would almost be their path to the playoffs if everything kind of just worked out. Usually it doesn't, but if it did, that'd be the path. So, Bucks fans wanted this matchup. I feel like there's a good chance for them to win this matchup, but they certainly respect the team that's coming in here.
Yeah, so I thought that was very interesting. I didn't realize this Bucks team, you know, I remember them beating Detroit week two to go to 2-0, 20-16. And then they actually beat Philadelphia also week four. But then they had that terrible four-game losing streak, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, San Francisco. Well, maybe you just chalk it up to those are just good teams because they then went on another four-game win streak and closed the season winning six of their last seven. And he made a great point there. If things play out the way the seedings say, the Tampa Bay Bucks could get to the Super Bowl by just defeating the same team over and over again that they'd already beaten in Washington and then Philadelphia and then Detroit to get their path to New Orleans for the 2025 Super Bowl. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. This is Behind Enemy Lines. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You guys know we end Behind Enemy Lines by finding out the opposition's biggest weakness. Here's J.C. Allen, Bucks reporter.
I would say defensively, the secondary and middle of the field, they're banged up. It looks like they should be getting some guys back, hopefully. Antoine Winfield Jr., Jamel Dean look like they're in play to in progress to play this week. But it's been an area of contention for most of the season, especially, you know, trying to cover over the middle of the field with those linebackers not named Levante David, KJ Britt, and JJ Russell, and Vi Jones. And they've had a litany of guys roll through there due to injury and just ineffectiveness. But the middle of the field, there's definitely some susceptibility there. And the secondary guys are going to be banged up. They'll be playing, but they'll be banged up. And then, you know, offensively, they're getting Kate Otten back, so that's another plus for them. I think defensively, you look, it's tackling, it's miscommunication, it's allowing plays to happen over the middle of the field and injuries to the secondary.
So a couple things I learned from hearing from Bucks reporter J.C. Allen. They don't really have a weakness on the offensive side of the ball. Baker threw 41 touchdowns. The weakness in the middle part of the season was they didn't have a rushing game, and then they made Bucky Irvin the starting running back, and that has changed. Their secondary is a bit of a weakness, and covering the middle of the field has been problems for them. Well, we have, I think, three guys that could step up and take advantage of their defensive weaknesses. Number one, you know, it's Terry McLaurin. That's what I called for earlier. One of the things that needs to happen in this game is for Jaden to hit Terry down the sideline. They are 9-2 when he makes a 34-yard completion or longer this season. Got to connect with Terry. You know, you go back to the game against the Bucks week one, that was the biggest issue, was they weren't able to hit Terry. I believe, Max, and you can remember this, they had Terry open, and he just overshot him by about like 3 or 4 yards on what could have been a 60-yard pass to Terry McLaurin week one against the Bucks. So Terry's the number one player I look at that could step up against the secondary being a weakness of the Bucks. Number two, Zach Ertz. In the middle of the field, Zach Ertz can find soft spots in the zone or box out man-to-man defender and get open in the middle of the field. And then Austin Ekeler. Like, I really think Austin Ekeler could be the biggest X factor for Washington in this game. I could see him going over 100 yards all-purpose. I really could. I think get him involved early in this game. Don't wait until the second half. I think you get Ekeler going in the first half, and then use B-Rob in the second half to run the football, control the clock in the line of scrimmage. That leads to, hopefully, a Commanders victory on Sunday Night Football. I'll give you guys my keys to victory and pathway to success, but first, we're going to hear from the AWOD Radio legend of the game. When we return, I'll play you a clip of my conversation with Super Bowl-winning quarterback and former Commanders quarterback, former Bucks quarterback, Brad Johnson. That conversation's coming up next here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app, and you can check out AWOD Radio Monday through Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. on The Fan in Richmond. We're also streaming right now on The Fan in Richmond, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM. And this week I decided with Washington in the postseason for the first time since 2020, first time since I got my own radio show, first time we have a winning record since 2016, and the first time 12 wins since 1991, but that was before I was born. And so we added an extra segment for the playoffs this week. From behind enemy lines to around the NFL to AWOD's picks and keys to victory, I added the AWOD Radio Legend of the Game game preview. And for this week, our opponent being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I went into my Rolodex, Max, and I tried to find a player that I've had on the show before who played for both franchises. I will say the Washington Commanders franchise completely one-upped me, naming Doug Williams the Legend of the Game, Super Bowl winner for Washington, and quarterback for both franchises. My Legend of the Game, one of my favorite quarterbacks of my childhood, led Washington, the Redskins at the time, to a playoff win in 1999. He then left for Tampa, teamed up with John Gruden, and won the Super Bowl for the Buccaneers. He joined me this week on AWOD Radio. Here is Brad Johnson, our AWOD Radio Legend of the Game.
Exciting. Excited for both organizations. Tampa, they've won the division 4 years in a row. And so, you know, they had to struggle to kind of come from behind to catch up with Atlanta Falcons this year to kind of win the division. And then watching the Commanders this year, just a whole new regime. It's been awesome to watch Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury do their magic. And then, obviously, you know, bringing in a lot of new players. Obviously, getting Jaden Daniels, a rookie, started out the way he has and winning 12 games in a season like they have. And it's a great matchup. Obviously, they played earlier in the year, but that game, you know, you got to kind of throw it out the window. So early in the season, both teams have changed so much, and Jaden has grown so much too as a quarterback. So just excited for both those quarterbacks to see how they perform on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think when you preview this game, you have to talk about week one. The two teams already matched up against each other, the Bucs winning 37-20. But Jaden Daniels is now not a rookie anymore, playing a full regular season. And the Bucs have been able to run the ball with Bucky Irving much better since that first matchup. But it is the postseason. How would you describe, you played plenty of playoff games, the difference in preparation for a playoff game versus a regular season game?
I don't think a lot changes in certain aspects as far as, like, you're not going to practice that much harder. You know, you're not going to really – I can't say you're going to watch that much more film. I think you kind of want to stay. Biggest thing is stay in your routine. You've been successful all season long doing what you've been doing, you know, Monday through Saturday to get prepared for the games. I think the biggest deal is you're playing against a really, really good team. Both teams have great quarterbacks. Both teams have won in a lot of different ways. And you'll always notice in the playoffs, like, it starts out fast, and then as the game, everybody kind of settles in. But when that game gets a little bit different in the third quarter, because, you know, someone's going to go home. Mm-hmm. And so there's some mistakes that are made. The you know, a turnover will cost you the game, like, unlike the regular season, because the other team can finish you off. So I think there's sometimes a little bit of panic sets in late in the third, fourth quarter, because, you know it's the finale. So, but I think you're going to have great coaches on both sides. And great coordinators. And you know, what's interesting too, like, both these coordinators, Cliff Kingsbury and Liam Cohen for the Buccaneers offense coordinator, like, you know, they're getting ready for a playoff game, but they're also, like, they're going to be interviewing here pretty soon for right. jobs too. So just being able to manage a lot that's going on throughout the course of the season. But yeah. it's going to be interesting. When you look at Jaden Daniels, like, he threw for 3,500 yards, but he also leads the team in rushing.
Yeah.
Like, with 900 yards and 6 touchdowns rushing, like, he's like RoboCop, man. RoboQB. He's dynamic, because some of the runs are just kind of, they just naturally happen for him. They don't have to just necessarily call, you know, RPO runs for him. So, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So he plays a lot of calm back there. So I think you do have to force him into, I think you got to force him, honestly, in the passing game, keep him from scrambling. Those are the extra yards that kind of go into games that just pay big dividends for the Commanders. So he's elite in that talent. Obviously, there's some kind of comparison between him and Lamar Jackson as far as, you know, being able to run and throw and such big plays in the running game with his legs. So, I mean, it's just a great matchup. So it's going to be it'll be fun to see how that changes throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, I'm interested. Could it come down to whichever team does better with their pressure, can create more negative plays with the sacks, help their defense get off the field? On the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side of the ball, Baker Mayfield, 41 touchdowns, 4,500 yards. I mean, We talked about this last year, and he was 28-10 with touchdowns to interceptions. Built off that with 41 to just 16, and he's got the ultimate weapon in Mike Evans. It's got to be so tough for Washington to defend because Baker's going to give Mike Evans a chance on third down to make a play.
No doubt about it. I mean, we all saw what Mike Evans did, what he's done throughout his career, and then last week, the last play of the game, to kind of get that the yards go over 1,000 yards, and he is the town favorite, man. He's an elite Hall of Fame player as this thing goes down. So he, but Baker, you know, he also throws, they use Bucky Irvin and Rashard White, the running backs. They both caught 50 passes apiece, and they run the heck out of that ball. And then Jalen McMillan, he's caught 8 touchdowns himself. So they spread the ball around. And I tell you, Baker, he doesn't run as much as Jaden Daniels, but he does have a flair for the moment to make special plays. Last week they had a 3rd and 15 on their own goal line, and he came out and he had a 35-yard scramble to keep plays alive, keep the drive alive. So he's had an incredible year. To watch him revive his career from what he did in Cleveland, having to go to Carolina, having to go to the Rams, and then really Tampa's kind of they've adopted him as their quarterback, especially replacing Tom Brady. So it's fun to watch his career. I'm excited for both these quarterbacks. I'm fans of both these teams, and it's gonna be exciting.
Love to that conversation with former NFL quarterback Brad Johnson. For more of our interview, check out the podcast Best of AWOD Radio. But I thought that was incredibly insightful from a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Paraphrasing him here, but when the game gets a little different in the third quarter, because someone's going to go home, that's when the mistakes are made. And a turnover will cost you the game, unlike the regular season. You know it's the finale. That's when the nerves set in on both sides. I thought that was really insightful from Brad Johnson. Love how he called Jaden Daniels Robo QB, right? Some of his runs just naturally happen the way he scrambles out and takes off. It looks like he's not even fully trying sometimes when he runs around the outside and picks up first downs, but you know his speed is incredible. I'll give up my keys to victory, but if you want to chime in right now, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Murphy in Richmond, Virginia. Murphy, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited for playoff football, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun around the NFL. Like, I really think the Steelers could get blown out by the Ravens tonight, or it could be a back-and-forth battle.
It's either going to be that tough kind of divisional rivals that you think, or you're right, Lamar could just run away. But yeah, I did hear Max quip about Steelers might be ready for Cancun, and we have more class than that. I think at least Bahamas. If we're going Bahamas.
Okay, what are the Commanders' keys to beating the Bucs?
Well, so my buddy in Florida, that's why I wanted to call in and talk about what your take is on Mike Evans. Apparently, the governor of Florida dedicated January 10th yesterday to official Mike Evans Day. Like the whole state celebrated. I didn't like that. I was like, what, do these guys think he's just going to go off against Lattimore? I didn't know, but I feel like that's going to be their secret. They're saying it out in public. I feel like Lattimore's going to have to shut him down, or it could be a long day for the Commanders.
Very true, and you're right. I am just seeing a headline. January 10th was declared Mike Evans Day. The superstar wide receiver established himself as a Texas A&M legend and throughout his time with the Buccaneers. What the hell is this, Ron DeSantis? Get the hell out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I hope he has 0 yards, 0 catches. But yeah, I think him and Lattimore have a history, right? Like,
oh,
they've
yeah. They've thrown fights before. I mean, they've thrown fists before, for sure.
Man, that's just – the governor's just in his corner trying to pump up his guy for the boxing fight, but I don't know. I hope Lattimore – I mean, he's banged up, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, Murphy, I had a caller made a good point. He says, normally when a wide receiver and a cornerback is fighting, it's because the corner's been all over your ass, and he's not giving you any second of separation. So if they're fighting, it's probably because Lattimore is winning.
I like that. You're right. Usually the receivers are more of a diva, so if they're fighting, it's they're getting a little heated. I like that. I know. I'm like you brought up. I was listening. Eckler's back. I think that could play huge. Especially if he returns kickoffs. I'm not sure if they're going to put him back there or not. But
yeah, I wouldn't risk him doing that. But you're right. He could be a huge X factor. Murphy, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Enjoy no water in the RVA. It's been tough.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Let's go to line two. We've got Jimmy Loudmouth in Herndon. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. I'm so pumped for us to be back in the playoffs, back where we belong. I'm pumped to get the running game going. I think we have to have long, long drives. I think we keep Baker and Mike Evans off the field, and I say that we just run the ball with Brian Robinson, who has been struggling of late. He's just been playing so poorly, and I don't understand why, what's going on there. But I just hope that with Eckler being back, I hope it adds a little more balance so that Brian Robinson can get into a groove, and then Eckler can come in and catch one of those, you know, screen passes for like 40 yards. So I just really, really hope that we can get the run game going. We can surprise the Buccaneers by utilizing our running backs more. I think everyone's going to expect Jaden Daniels to come out and run the ball and try to distribute the ball to the wide receivers. And I think that we could really throw a curveball at him and really run the ball heavily in the first half and just wear down that defense so that in the second half we come out, we catch a deep ball to Terry or to De'Ami Brown or something. I'm so pumped. I'm so ready. I'd say we win the game 27-17.
Well, Jimmy Loudmouth, I love the passion, and you're right that you know, it is going to come down to can Washington control the time of possession, being able to run the ball. And you mentioned being fired up for this playoff game. It's interesting because I want to get – if you remember Tampa Bay against Washington in January of 2021, I don't have very many memories from that game. It was during the pandemic. I literally had gotten COVID, was still dealing with COVID. That game's a blur. And so, like, I'm so fired up for this game, I don't even remember the game the last time we were in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't either, mostly because I think I was, like, 10 shots deep. I was just so excited back then, and I the whole thing was a blur. I was just, you know, like, just pumping a bunch of money into the bottom of a bottle, and it was just it was a tough one to watch. I remember that, but I don't remember all the specifics. And I'd rather not relive that moment. I just want to come out, and I say we blitz the hell out of Baker. I say we don't give him any time. We could double team Mike Evans. I think Marshawn Lattimore and him is a great matchup, but I still would rather us give more attention to that side of the field because I would rather them beat us with someone else. Beat us with Bucky Irving. Beat us with one of their other no-name wide receivers. I don't even know who they have. Scotty Miller? I don't even know. I don't even care. Mike Evans is the only guy who really matters. And the fact that Ron DeSantis gave him a day, cool, man. Like, that's so cool. Wow. Usually you do that when, like, the guy has retired. You don't do that while he's playing. Like, what the hell? I hope it curses them. I hope it's the curse of the Mike Evans day and that every single January he plays like crap. That's what I hope happens.
Good call, Jimmy Loudmouth. Appreciate you chiming in. You're right about one thing, that we have to stop Mike Evans, but there is another receiver we're not talking about enough, and that's Jalen McMillan. 461 yards and 37 receptions on the season. 8 touchdowns. Oh, yeah? 8 touchdowns is decent. Well, how about the fact that you look at the last 6 weeks of the season? 2 touchdowns against Vegas. Touchdown against the Chargers, touchdown against the Cowboys, 2 touchdowns against Carolina, and 74 yards and a touchdown against New Orleans. He has been stepping up in the last few weeks. That is absolutely true, and they're going to have to shut him down. Chris Godwin's on the IR. Obviously, he has been a weapon for the Bucs for a few years, but McMillan has stepped into those shoes and been a player that Washington will have to stop. My keys to victory and pathway to success are coming up next on The Fan.
He's been awesome. He and Kingsbury, once again, kind of an early connection. Sometimes it can take a minute for a quarterback and a coordinator to get on the same page. I think Washington was very adamant about drafting Jaden Daniels. You know, Adam Peters used to be in Denver. I could just tell early on that is who they wanted. That's who they coveted. They got him. And you can just tell Jaden and Cliff kind of hit the ground running. I think the system just fit Jaden. You could tell he picked it up fast. He was playing fast. You know, as a quarterback, Kevin, playing fast, not having to think about, okay, where is my second? I remember my rookie year. Like, I was just praying that the first read was going to be open because I wasn't sure where the second and third reads were. And that's a bad feeling as a quarterback. You can tell Jaden just, I mean, he's got it. He knows it. And that's a credit to Kingsbury for creating a system that works for the quarterback. It's a credit to Jaden for studying and picking it up. And he is fun to watch. He's just as kind of calm and collected in the fourth quarter as he is in pregame warmups, and that's a great quality for a quarterback, especially a rookie.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. That was Peyton Manning from Kevin Clark's This Is Football, talking about the incredible rookie season that Jaden Daniels has had. As we get to AWOD's keys to victory and pathway to success for a postseason win on Sunday Night Football. The first key to victory here in this one, your first key is the key to your car. Get in the car and drive. What disrupts drives down the field more than anything? Negative plays. Well, we've talked about me going to war with negative plays throughout the show. You have to limit the opposition's tackles for loss, right? First and 10 becomes second and 11, destroys your drive. Number two, penalties. Holding penalties, false start penalties, cannot have them. Number three, dropping passes. But I think most importantly in your first key to victory that would kill a drive is sacks. So your first key to victory is for the Commanders to have more sacks than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We have the escapability mobile quarterback. Baker is good. Baker's not that great at escaping, all right? He doesn't have the speed that Jaden Daniels does. He doesn't have the quick twitch movement that Jaden Daniels does. We have got to bring Baker down. Joe Witt Jr. talked about how they thought they had five sacks week one. He escaped four of them, only brought him down once. Jaden Daniels got sacked twice. Second key to victory, the key to your house. Well, we are on the road. The key to the Bucs house, Raymond James Stadium, will be winning the turnover battle in this game. If Washington's going to win, they have to win the turnover battle. And like I've told you guys, I love Jaden. I'm expecting a mistake. He threw the ball backwards first play of the game against the Bucs. He fumbled it two other times. Luckily, we recovered. And he's had some interceptions this season. You love Jaden Daniels. He's made mistakes. The reason he's been so good is because he's bounced back from those mistakes. He has not let them get him down at all, right? He's been able to bounce back and lead a drive down the field to win a game after a mistake. I mean, think about the Eagles game. He lost us that game in my mind. He lost us that game. We got the ball back against Philadelphia, down in that game, and we needed a score, all right? We were down 30-28 with 3 minutes and 48 seconds left. All you need is a field goal. Jaden Daniels threw an interception, all right? So he's had turnovers, but what makes him so great is that when the defense got the stop and he got the ball back with under 2 minutes left, he led them down the field 60 yards and a game-winning throw to Jamison Crowder. So that's what's made him so good is the ability to bounce back from the mistakes, but you can't act like he hasn't had the mistakes this season. He's had 9 interceptions on the year. That's basically one every other game. So I think he's going to have a mistake on Sunday, given it is his first postseason game. I think he'll be able to bounce back from that mistake, but your second key to victory is the turnover battle. That's why the defense needs to create a turnover. I'm looking at Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sanders still, even Frankie Louvu, who dropped an interception. We've got to create a turnover. That's how we can win the turnover battle. Third key to victory here, and of course the third key is the key to the safe where you keep all the money. You want to win this game. I think it's going to come down to third down conversions. The third down conversion percentage for the Commanders has got to be better than the Bucs. All three of the keys to victory that I pointed to for Sunday Night Football were lost week one in the defeat 37-20. Pathway to success here. I see Washington winning this game if they get an early lead. They're able to successfully run with Brian Robinson Jr., connect on a D shot with Terry McLaurin, and Lattimore's ability to limit Mike Evans. Commanders get more sacks than the Bucs, win the turnover battle, convert on third downs. They can win this game and advance with a victory over the Bucs on Sunday Night Football. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Go Commanders, go. Max running the ones and twos like always to perfection. It's the Super Bowl champion and the legend of the DMV, Doc Walker, coming up next on The Fan.